Thank you, and again, this is the speech that President of the Academy, Serhii Kvit, asked me to read. The Ghost of Public Broadcasting Service in Ukraine. Establishing of Public Broadcasting Service, PBS, is a challenge and the most important task for Ukraine today. As long as its successful functioning is a witness of proper level of democracy development based on national economics, civil society and freedom of speech. Public Broadcasting Service is one of the ticklish topics in Ukraine since 1991. During the years of independence, we had already professional considerations and broad public discussions about different models of public broadcasting functioning in the Western Europe, United States, and Russia. However, the Ukrainian model still has not started working. Implementation of necessary legislative changes or adjusting titles does not mean factual introduction of PBS. Rostislav Pavlenko cited a comparative research of mass communication media in 19 countries conducted by Baltic Media Center in common with IREX. A special mention of high level and democratic character of the East European media legislation in that time, except Serbia and Belarus, which was in many aspects borrowed from the West European, was made. However, another conclusion was that these laws do not always function. Public media practically has not become independent and work under strong political leverage. In the case with Russia, that meant just a deception. A title of a TV channel, Public Russian Broadcasting, does not correspond to the content of the public broadcasting. For us, first of all, it is necessary to find out the real state of the Ukrainian media market with the naming of all the main events in chronologic sequence. In the spring of 1997, a television organization, Public Ukrainian Radio and Television Broadcasting, Ukrainian abbreviation HURT, close to meaning team, was established. The same year, in November, Verkhovna Rada passed a decree about establishing television and radio organization of public broadcasting of Ukraine, which stipulated, given the HURT corporation status of television and radio organization of public broadcasting of Ukraine as a necessary part of the system of public television and radio broadcasting, and allocating for the corporation statewide channels, UT2 and UR3. The same resolution obligated the National Committee to issue the HURT Corporation a license for every day 10 hours of broadcast at UT2. But the matter did not get any further than declaration of intent. It can be said that public broadcasting in Ukraine started from the project of public radio from years 2002-2005, founded by Krivenko, Alexander Krivenko. As experts remarked, ironically, public radio ceased to exist in full swing of discussions about public broadcasting service. Actually, it appeared as an independent broadcaster with a well-defined audience. However, that was rather a striking professional experience of ideological struggle for freedom of speech than public broadcasting. One more example of misunderstanding related to promotion of the idea of PBS in Ukraine was a rather comical denomination discussion. Experts and politics were trying to cope with concepts for defining this kind of broadcasting like громадське civil, суспільне social, and публічне public. Тарас Шевченко reasonably proposed to call it українське, Ukrainian, національне, national, or even народне, people, emphasizing that in Ukrainian translation of English formulation public broadcasting service, all these terms can be used as synonymous. The matter was complicated by the difference which All these terms can be exist in Ukrainian language between definitions, громадське and суспільне. They can be synonyms in some contents, but sometimes they refer to different concepts. Громада as a local community and суспільство society. According to Taras Shevchenko, the main characteristic feature of this PBS, which can be defined in Ukrainian as громадське, суспільне, публічне, народне, is that it works in the public interest or serves to citizens. We should treat as misunderstanding also so-called public broadcasting project by Oleksandr Tkachenko from 2005. According to its logics, independence from the state creates favorable conditions for development of commercial activity, which in turn should further professional independence. The potential of advertisement market was in focus of Oleksandr Tkachenko's attention, but the public component of the project is still unclear. Advertisers will not be interested in production of programs belonging to the spheres of interest of public broadcasting, but knowingly non-commercial. On the contrary, drawing more and more advertisement, a TV channel will inevitably reduce public priorities of broadcasting. The same year, 2005, a coalition public broadcasting was established. It included the National Association of Television and Radio Broadcasters of Ukraine, Public Council concerning Freedom of Speech and Information, Public Organization of Telekritika, Institute of Politics, Academy of Ukrainian Press, the Equality of Opportunity Committee, Kyiv Independent Media Trade Union. Within the frames of the activity of this organization, a number of interesting documents appeared. Among them, a concept of program policy of public broadcasting of Ukraine, working group Oleksandr Tkachenko and others, and basis of editorial policy for information editorials of society, public broadcasting, working group Kulas, Lihachova, Krikun and other. Pani Lebedeva emphasized that in establishing of public broadcasting, one should not confide government because it is used to one-way communication and propaganda slides. After Orange Revolution, the idea of transformation of the national television company, national radio company, region state television and radio companies, Culture TV, and the World Service of Ukrainian Television and Radio into a new public broadcasting service was popular. Taras Stetskiy and Andriy Shevchenko, heading the National Television Company of Ukraine, were trying to establish on its basis four channels of public broadcasting. According to Andriy Shevchenko, this process should keep the following principles. First, the society is the owner of the broadcaster. It cannot go private. The second, the society finances it. The third, the society controls its program policy. Although the project of PBS was popular in general, and it was being promoted for its implementation, a political will of the top government of the state was needed, but it was not shown. Although this is hard to understand applying common sense, the audience of the first national TV channel fluctuates within 2-3%. In the same time, all Ukrainian political leaders, no matter are they in office or in opposition, seek after control over it. In spite the fact that inefficiency of this attribute of power is obvious. That is based on post-Soviet psychology of Ukrainian politicum, which makes them treat mass media only as tool for public opinion manipulations. The staff of National Television Company of Ukraine surprisingly quickly consolidated against the idea of public broadcasting, and the project stopped. However, a special responsibility for the non-implemented project of public broadcasting service is on the Orange Revolution leaders, who gave comfortable promises at Maidan in 2004 and personally on Viktor Yushchenko. 5 years of his cadency was just enough for implementing public broadcasting. I was struck as a member of the National Committee for Freedom of Speech, Maintaining and Information Field Development under the President of Ukraine from 2006 to 2010, that public broadcasting was among the first and the last issues of our activity, with a gap in 4 years. Let us discuss this topic once more. The government was not going and is not going to implement this project. Consolidation of Ukrainian media organization in principal questions should be noted. The National Committee for Freedom of Speech Maintaining, which I had mentioned already, developed the principles of implementing standards of public broadcasting in Ukraine. And these principles are: 1. The main thing differing public broadcasting from state broadcasting is its independence of government institutions and work on behalf of the whole society. The public broadcasting is established instead of state broadcasting and on its basis. The second, public broadcasting in Ukraine is based on state ownership. Television organizations based on state ownership can exist in form of public broadcasting only. 3. At a channel of public broadcasting, a collegial administrative board should be formed. It is obligatory. 4. Nomination and dismissal of executives of public broadcasters should come within the terms of reference of the collegial administrative board. 5. The principle of forming the collegial board should presuppose participation of the President of Ukraine, the Parliament of Ukraine, and non-government organizations. 6. Public broadcasters should give yearly account to public, as well as to the President of Ukraine and the Parliament of Ukraine. 7. Independence and activity objectives of public broadcasters should be formalized in legislation. 8. Public broadcasters should have their own editorial status. 9. Financial vehicle of public broadcasting should guarantee its independence. In May of 2005, Parliament proceeding on perspectives of public broadcasting establishing in Ukraine were held, with all the necessary consequences and announcements of different positive perspectives. In March of 2007, a declaration about cooperation with a view to implement public TV and radio broadcasting in Ukraine was signed by the head of the Parliament Committee for Freedom of Speech and Information, Andriy Shevchenko, the head of the National Committee for Freedom of Speech, Maintaining and Information Field Development under the President of Ukraine, Taras Petriev, the head of the State Committee on Television and Radio Broadcasting of Ukraine, Eduard Prutnik, and the head of the National Committee of Ukraine on Issues Related to Television and Radio Broadcasting, Vitaly Shevchenko. In 2006 and 2007, the State Committee of Television and Radio Broadcasting developed projects of directions of the Cabinet of Ministers of Ukraine about confirming the concept of the state program of establishing society television and radio broadcasting in Ukraine. And another one about confirming the concept of state program of scientific and technical development of state television and radio broadcasting in 2006-2009. In February 2008, a decree of the President of Ukraine number 148 appeared, It evoked a negation and indignation of the professional community as long as presupposed parallel existing of public and state broadcasting. Hypocrisy of the state power and its unwillingness to translate promises into actions became evident. Next year, 2009, Andriy Shevchenko registered a project of a new version of the law about the system of public broadcasting of Ukraine, which was rejected by the parliament in June. Taras Petrev, at least twice in 2008 and 2010, prognosticated establishing of the public broadcasting, but no factual consequences followed. From this short overview of the main events, at least a few conclusions about the next steps of Ukrainian media community can be made. First, public broadcasting needs pulling together efforts of all the people participating in the field of media in Ukraine, non-government organizations, experts, and journalists. Second, this project can be implemented only if it meets support of the whole Ukrainian society. Third, concerted action for lobbying public broadcasting in parliament, in government is necessary. Fourth, public broadcasting should become a part of the political rhetoric of the opposition, regardless to different conditions for functioning of PBS in other countries of the world, in particular its incredibleness in Great Britain. For Ukraine, public broadcasting continues to be in very relevant because of the necessity to project public interest and to balance professional competition in this direction between all the Ukrainian broadcasters. The ghost of public broadcasting service must be embodied. Sergey Kvit, PhD, President of the National University of Kyiv-Mohyla Academy. Thank you.